You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired.
Here's what you should know. AI is taking over car repair, and body shop owners aren't happy. Before the pandemic, about 15% of U.S. auto claims were settled using photos rather than in-person visits by adjusters. Now it's 60%. And according to some, it could reach 80% by 2025. At the same time, insurers accelerated their investment in AI, with an estimate that about half of all claims now involve at least some AI tools. Researchers have found a shocking number of vulnerabilities over the last few years in seemingly basic code that underpins how devices communicate with the internet. Now, a new set of 9 such vulnerabilities are exposing an estimated 100 million devices worldwide, including an array of Internet of Things products and IT management servers. The larger question researchers are scrambling to answer, though, is how to spur substantive changes and implement effective defenses as more and more of these types of vulnerabilities pile up. Read more about it on Wired.com. And plastic is falling from the sky. At any given time, 1,100 tons of microplastic are floating over the western U.S. The report was published this week in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The plastic is coming from a number of sources. Plastic bags and bottles released into the environment break down into smaller and smaller bits. Another source? Your washing machine. When you launder synthetic clothing, tiny microfibers slough off and get flushed to a wastewater treatment plant, which gets treated and then applied to agricultural fields as fertilizer.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.